The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers. And on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In the synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him with a loud cry, came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, went to England. And he carried out an extraordinary gesture. Most of you know that England, from the time of Henry VIII, basically left the Catholic Church. And the king actually became the head of the church. It's called the Anglican Church. Here we call it the Episcopalian Church. There's the high and low Episcopalian Church. And it is something that almost seemed to be ironic. He beatified Cardinal Newman. Now, if you know anything about church history, that Cardinal Newman was one of the most prominent Anglican pastors in the world. And any of you who are English majors, he was probably the greatest writer in the English language in the 19th century. And I try to read the writings, the homilies of Cardinal Newman, just a master of English. But anyway, the Holy Father beatified Cardinal Newman in England. And just one little excerpt from the life of Cardinal Newman I'd like to say as we enter into ordinary time. One occasion, someone asked him, "How can I become a saint?" And he gave this recipe. And I think it's a good recipe for many of us. He said, "First, get to bed on time." Let me ask you a question as we start the new year and the beginning of ordinary time. Do you always get to bed on time? Probably not all of us, no? And Ignatius says we have to try to order the disordered. I know from experience, if I get a good night's rest, I can work really hard the following day. Eating, I can skip a meal or something. For me, it's not that important. You know? Eat to live, no? I get a good night's rest, I'm a gangbuster the following day. But if I don't sleep well, my mind is not as alert, I don't do my holy hour well, I'm not as patient, I'm just not up to par. So that might seem something inconsequential or insignificant for you. I think it's important. And don't come to me as your spiritual director if you're not good on that, because I'll nail you. It's one thing I'm very, very strict on is you have to get enough rest. And Father Larry with us priests, you know, do you get enough sleep? And as well as our provincial, which is good. None of us can presume that we are St. Catherine of Siena that we can get by on a half hour rest every night. If you presume that, tomorrow I'll see you during my homily falling asleep. So that's the first thing he says. And he says, when you get up, offer yourself to God. Make sure you pray your morning offering. Is that the first thing you do when you wake up? I do. First thing I do is, in the morning I get up a little bit groggy, is I say, O Signora mia, O Madre mia, io mi fresco di todo ti, in prayer per mi figli all'affetto, ti consagro in essa dia, mis ojos, mis oídos, mi lengua, mi corazón, in una palabra todo mi ser. Ya que soy todo tuyo, O Madre bona, guardami, defiendami, because of possession tuyo, amen. That's the morning offering. I haven't learned it yet in English, so I say it in Spanish, okay? But it's the same. So then what I do is I kiss my scapular, I bless my eyes, I bless my lips, I bless my tongue three times, because I belong to one of those groups that's called the non-stop speaker, okay? So that God would give me words of wisdom. Then I bless my heart. So that's the second thing that Cardinal Newman says. Then he says, eat and drink to the honor and glory of God. Does that ring a bell with respect to what one of the verses of St. Paul? What does St. Paul say? Whether you eat or drink, do everything to the honor and glory of God. St. Paul. Eat and drink. Whether you eat or drink, do everything for the honor and glory of God. So don't eat too much, but don't eat too little. What's that called? That's called the virtue of temperance. I mentioned that yesterday. Remember, he's talking about baptism, the moral virtues of justice, temperance, prudence, and fortitude. Do you remember that? Then he says this. He says, try to banish bad thoughts as soon as possible. Because we're all tempted. Banish bad thoughts as soon as possible. You've heard the story many times. I've told you the priest asked the men, did you entertain bad thoughts? No, they entertained me. So we don't want to be entertaining bad thoughts. But rather, as soon as they come, as soldiers for Christ, we want to try to reject manfully, with a determination, and right away. Because we are in battlefield. We're in battlefield. Maybe we're not going for Okinawa to win the Second World War, okay? But rather, we're in spiritual battle until we die. Then he says this, pray the rosary, but pray it well. So after Mass, when they pray the rosary with you, hopefully you'll stay. Hopefully you don't have your pants on fire. You can stay and pray the rosary after Mass. Okay? Try to pray it fervently and with devotion, because this is the year of Our Lady Fatima, right? Pope Francis, he wants us to love Our Lady Fatima and the message. And Our Lady said, pray the rosary every day. Then he said this, make a fervent visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Now some of you are saying, as we say in New York, big deal. Do you know what big deal means? Que me importa? Well, it's easier for you, but how about living in England in the 19th century? Was that easy in England in the 19th century? It wasn't, because most of the churches there were Anglican churches and the Catholic churches were closed. So to make it a Eucharistic visit back 150 years ago was a real sacrifice. And then he said this. Are you listening? Are your ears tuned? Try to do the ordinary things of your daily life with extraordinary love. Amen? I repeat that for those whose ears were clogged. Okay? do the ordinary things of daily life with extraordinary love. There you have Cardinal Newman's recipe for holiness. You like it? Not bad. Not bad for laymen. Do the ordinary things of your daily life with extraordinary love. You who are experts in spirituality, does that ring a bell as to someone's spirituality that I think you know very well? Or some of you Carmelites? Isn't that the spirituality of the little flower? Isn't that the little way? The little way of Saint Therese is, God does not call us to do great things, monumentous tasks, but God calls us to do the little things of our daily life with extraordinary love. And who is one of our greatest examples is the Blessed Mother. What did Mary do during 30 years when Jesus lived with Mary? What did she do? Did she clean? Did she sweep? Father Broom, yeah, she swept, right? Did she cook? Did she wash utensils? Did she go and fetch water? Did she bring it back to the house? Did she attend to her household duties? Did she receive her husband home from work? How about her son? These are very, very simple tasks, right? Very simple tasks. But the key is everything she did with great love and purity of intention. So if we start off this, so to speak, new church year, as well as we enter into ordinary time, let's try to live out what we said. Let's try to do the ordinary things of our daily life with extraordinary love. If you do that, you are on the highway to holiness, on the highway to becoming great saints. Amen.